Why don't you join me in a time of prayer? God, we thank you for the power of words, that come in the form of songs. Lord, you have stirred in our spirits this morning. We thank you for your presence here with us in this very moment. Lord, we are reminded that you have never failed us yet. Great is your faithfulness. Some of us have come into this place this morning. We've got some big mountains ahead of us. Oh God, we need you to help us move those mountains. You know what those mountains are. And there are others of us that have come into this place, and some of us, our buckets are overflowing. We're in a good place. But there's others of us that our bucket is draining. We may even have holes in our bucket. So God, we seek you this morning. We seek you with all of our being. We come as your children. What an honor that you are our Heavenly Father. And we come now to pray before you the prayer that you taught your disciples. Won't you join me? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Well, good morning. It is good to be with you this morning. Just want to have a little disclaimer before I start my message. We a couple of months ago started Facebook Live, which is very exciting. We have a lot of people that are traveling this summer that are not able to be with us, and so they get on social media and are able to be with us in this worship service. So I'm not texting up here. I'm interacting with people online, so it's just kind of a fun way to interact with folks that are not with us in person. And then, of course, I don't know if any of you saw Eli, who was up here dancing. Oh my word, he just filled my bucket today. I'm ready to go. He's so cute. So of course I had to get some video of him, but what a blessed morning of worship this morning. And we just have an amazing team, don't we? Whew, amen, amen. So this morning we are going to talk about buckets. We've got the buckets up here today, and there are some buckets that come to mind, right? We've got some images up here. We've got the bucket of popcorn. We've got the bucket of beer in the back, right? That's always good. We've got the bucket of KFC. I was sharing earlier when I was in Bethlehem in January when I was over in the Holy Land. They have AFC over in Bethlehem. It's Arab fried chicken. I'm not even making that up. It's true. It's AFC, Arab fried chicken. So lots of things come to mind when we think of buckets. And today, we're going to talk about encouragement, and we're going to use the imagery of these buckets and talk about the different things that fill our buckets and the things that drain our bucket. And we're also going to explore a little bit of the story of Barnabas and Paul. Some of you may be familiar with Barnabas in the New Testament. His name means son of encouragement. Don't you love that? What a great name. Son of encouragement, Barnabas. So I want to give you just a little bit of context for the scripture that we're going to explore this morning. Before Paul was Paul, he was Saul, right? So he had this conversion experience. And Saul, he was a bad dude. He persecuted Christians, killed Christians, was not a very friendly person, to say the least. And he had this life-transforming experience with Jesus. And he was blinded. We remember from the story that he was blinded. And then he was given these new eyes, this new vision through the salvation that he received by accepting Christ into his life. And you see, he knew inside that he was a changed man. But everybody else on the outside was scared to death of him because they knew him as Saul, the one who killed and persecuted people. And so there was a lot of skepticism when Paul had his transformation, which makes total sense. How people would respond to him. like to share with you Acts chapter 9. I want you to hear these words. When he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was really a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul, on his journey, had seen the Lord and that the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. Barnabas, he had vouched for Paul, and he spoke of his transformation. He not only encouraged Paul, but he encouraged the disciples to receive him. It's hard to see a person when we know them from our experience, isn't it? But oh, how different we see someone when it's from God's view. Totally different when it's from God's view. Barnabas was willing to see Paul through the eyes of God. Through the eyes of God. How are you willing to change your focus to see someone as a beloved child of God? There were others who were scared and skeptical as well. After Stephen's stoning, there was this ripple effect. Fear was felt all over the region. Not just any fear, but life-altering fear. Paul had experienced this powerful transformation, and God was using him in mighty ways, but there needed to be some damage control, for the lack of a better word, for all the things that Saul had done. I'd like to share the words from Acts chapter 11 with you. Hear these words. Now, those who had been scattered by the persecution that broke out when Stephen was killed traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, Antioch, spreading the word among the Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad, and he encouraged them to all remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man. He was full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Barnabas, he was a good man. Not so much for what he did, but for who he was. A man full of character. A man full of grace. Paul and Barnabas spent about a year together teaching in Antioch, and it was the first place that the disciples were called Christians. You see, there had been this great fear, and it had spread as the people had scattered, and there needed to be change. But the good news was being shared, and they had sent this messenger to Antioch, the good news, for the good news to go before him. And we call this prevenient grace in the United Methodist Church. It's where God goes before. And when he arrived, when Barnabas arrived, he saw that the grace of God and all that had happened there, and he encouraged them to remain true to the Lord. You know, for some of us, it's hard to experience encouragement, right? And I think many of us have had different experience and have come here maybe in this very moment to get a little encouragement this morning. Sometimes it's hard in our family life and our relationships. For those of us that work outside the home, just the different dynamics. And sometimes we don't always have the most encouraging experiences. Studies show that the number one reason that people leave their job is that they don't feel appreciated. A study was done in 2015 revealing that 65% of Americans received no recognition in their workplace. Further analysis has also found that those employees who received regular recognition increased productivity and were more likely to stay with the organization and are more engaged with their colleagues. So encouragement has its benefits. And then further research says that 9 out of 10 people said that they are more likely to be more productive when they are around positive people. I think that because this goes for ministry as well, when we serve together. As we grew up as kids, and some of us are parents, we remember report cards being a big deal, right? Just saying the word report card kind of gives us a little anxiety. And you all know what that feeling was like. And also, you also know as a child what your parents focused on. Whether your parents focused on the A's, right, and the B's, or the D's and the F's. So some of this is ringing true. A Gallup poll showed that 7% of parents in the U.S. focused on A's, while 83% focused on the F's. 83% focused on the F's. As parents and students, the F's, they shouldn't be ignored, right? We can't ignore the F's. But what would it be like to start with the positive, right? Start with the positive, with the good grades, and consider what is best for the student's development. Not everyone is good at every subject. We experience thousands of individual moments each day, both positive and negative. And one moment can be life-changing. As I say that, I'm sure some things come to mind. One moment can be life-changing. Some of you may be familiar with Katie Couric. She used to be on the NBC morning show, and she interviewed a young man named Brian Bennett. And Brian grew up in a troubled and abusive environment. And he struggled in school, and he was bullied. He is now very successful and a well-adjusted adult. Katie asked what made the difference in his life. He shared his defining moment in his life occurred when he was in grade school. And a teacher of his simply told him that she cared about him and that she believed in him. She believed in him and that she cared about him. He said that these bucket-filling words is what turned his life around. They say the magic ratio is 5 positive interactions to 1 negative. We need 5 to every one. Another story to share with you. This is a story about Kristen. And she was a management consultant. And she was asked what the greatest recognition was that she ever received. And she went on to share that it was an email that she received from a mentor at work, someone that she looked up to. Kristen's mother had just passed away during the time of this interaction. And her mentor emailed her to share condolences with her, how sorry she was at the loss of Kristen's mother. And she ended the message with, "Your mother was very proud of you, and so am I." Those bucket-filling words are still with her today and have been with her throughout her entire career. You see, we all have these buckets that we carry around, figuratively, of course. But today, we have got some buckets over here. Bucket number one, the red bucket, represents these positive interactions that we have in our lives. These are interactions such as coworkers, family, and friends. It could be maybe we're out to dinner and we've had just a phenomenal server, or maybe we've met somebody new for the first time and we've got all these drops in our buckets. See, these drops, they come in conversations and relationships and interactions. And sometimes our buckets, they overflow. Some days we're having a great day, some weeks we're having a great week, and we don't want to lose any of this water, right, that's going to overflow. So what we want to do is we want to take some of these moments and we want to put them in our reserves. So that way, when our buckets get low, we've got these moments that we can remember and reflect back on. The truth is that there are other things that happen to our buckets. Our buckets get drained, don't they? Sometimes life is not all sunshine and roses. We have people that frustrate us. Anybody have anybody that frustrates them? Oh, good, I'm glad it's not just me. We've got people that frustrate us. Sometimes we feel unappreciated. We feel unloved. Someone is rude to us. We may have a disagreement with someone. And on, and our buckets get drained. They absolutely get drained. And life, we know, is not easy. Our bucket is not always full. Sometimes our buckets get low and we feel dry and we feel defeated and we feel drained. Someone shared with me after the first service that their bucket, there are people that walk around, they poke holes in their bucket, right? And we've got those folks, and the water just comes out. We need to remember to have our reserve when this bucket gets low. Water is big business in this country, as many of us know, and the U.S. leads the numbers in bottled water consumption. Millions of dollars are spent every year in water. And many of us, we've got water at home, right? We've got it in reserves. And we need to keep a reserve for ourselves as well as we navigate the life and life's ups and downs. So what are the things that fill your bucket? What are the things that fill your reserve? You know, we keep some interesting things, don't we? It might be a certificate that you received, a recognition, maybe a picture of someone that's special to you that has been an encourager in your life. Maybe it's a card from someone that you received. These are things, right, that go in our reserves that we can pull to when we have those moments. I feel very privileged to be a part of this church, and it is an honor to serve you all as one of the pastors here at Faith Community. But I'll just be honest with you, sometimes it's not easy, right? It's not easy, and sometimes my bucket gets low. And I just want to share with you, over the years that I have been here, some of you have been very kind to write me notes or emails. Not saying that's anything I'm requesting today, I'm just sharing a story. But anyway, over the years, you all have been very kind to write notes. And I just want to share with you that I have saved all of those notes, and they are in my reserve bucket. So I thank you, and just know there's just power in the little things that we do, little things that we do. So what are the things that you hold in your reserve? What are the things that are in your bucket? On the reverse side of that, we have the power to dip into other people's buckets as well. We have the ability to be bucket fillers or bucket drainers. We need to be aware of other people's buckets. And we've all heard of the golden rule, right? Do unto others as you would have done unto you. But I'd like to reverse that golden rule here this morning. Do unto others as they would have done unto them, right? Not everybody has their bucket filled the same way that we do. We all fill our buckets in different ways. Some of you may be familiar with the love languages, right? Knowing what other people's love language is. Do unto others as they would have done unto them. Be aware of bucket dipping. Are you draining or dipping into others' buckets? How can you intentionally change the way that you interact with other people? Shine a light on what's right. Shine a light on what's right. We have the privilege to worship in this space, to be a community of the fellowship of the church. And how awesome would it be to get out of our rows, to meet somebody that we haven't met, to call somebody by name, get to know somebody. Another way is to give unexpectedly. Positive reinforcement is contagious. There's so much power in thank you or even a compliment. So I'd like to share some ways that you can be bucket fillers and have these little drops in someone else's bucket. We talked about verbal communication with each other, encouraging one another. It could be a written note. I think we've lost a little bit of that art with the invention of technology. Also time. You know, you all took time out of your day to come here and worship this morning, right? Time is valuable for each and every one of us. So a great way to pour into somebody's bucket is by spending time with them. Time is so important. And then there's this public praise. I want to share with you a friend of mine who I happen to be on social media with posted this just a couple of days ago, and this was her post. It says, "Feeling fantastic. Was recognized at my job today by my boss in front of the entire company. I'm so happy to be at my new job." That person was filling her bucket, and her bucket, my guess is, that was overflowing and went into reserves. And one of the cool things about social media is that it comes up, right, every year. So like this time, next year, it'll say like what you posted or a picture. That's going to come up. That's going to be like a bucket-filling reminder when that comes up on social media. Another thing is listening to people, right? How are we really listening to each other? And then this notion of giving others credit where credit is due. My friend's boss could have taken credit for whatever happened, but she didn't. She chose to shine the light on what was right, and it made a huge difference. And then to follow through on commitments. That's another way to fill someone's buckets. We remember from our narrative that Barnabas was committed to go to Antioch. He followed through and he showed up, right? He showed up to encourage. When Barnabas arrived in Antioch, he saw what the grace of God had done, and he encouraged them to remain true in the Lord. Their bucket was full. Now, Barnabas, I'm sure, had his challenges. Even the encouragers get discouraged sometimes. I would imagine that his bucket of reserves helped to sustain him. We are reminded in verse 24 the type of man he was. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. So a question this morning, how full is your bucket? How full is your bucket? I'd like to share these words from Romans 15 with you. May the God of hope fill your buckets with all joy and peace as you trust in him, that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. God, what a privilege it is to be in your presence this day. God, you know the state of our buckets. Some of us are having a good week, and we're filling to overflow. There's others of us that maybe that bucket is about halfway, and we need to refill. And God, there are situations in our lives where we've got holes, and that water is just coming out. We seek you this day. That we would have situations where we interact with others. That we would go to our reserves, Lord, that people would pour into us. And Lord, that you would pour into us with your Holy Spirit to help to sustain us. And God, there are some of us that are in positions in our life that we can be bucket fillers. So Lord, we pray that you would shine a light. Give us these moments where we can lift someone up, whether it would be a compliment, a note, to hold a door open for a person, a random act of kindness, whatever that may be. Lord, I pray that as we go forth from this place, that people would see you in each of us. Because, Lord, we don't do this alone. You are with us. We thank you for the living water of Jesus Christ. We thank you for this moment. To come face to face with you. May each of us feel just a gentle tap on our shoulders to know that you are with each and every one of us. No matter how full or how low our bucket is filled this day. Continue to be with us as we worship and praise you. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, and all of God's people said, Amen.